This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
This is All Fantasy Everything, the podcast where we fantasy draft anything and everything from the world of pop culture. On today's episode, we're drafting chips. I can't believe we haven't drafted this. Our guest today.
It feels like a day one.
It's a day one.
Feels like a day one.
Our guest today is the comedian, the writer, the gentleman, Troy Walker.
I'd say Bon Vivant.
Bon Vivant, flaneur.
I'll take Bon Vivant.
Gadfly.
I just don't know what it means. I've been to France, but I know what I don't know what it means.
A flaneur is just someone who moves effortlessly through life, bouncing, flaneuring from thing to thing, I think.
Are you hitting us with that Italy talk?
That's French. I think flaneur is French. And that
sounds
man dropping that French is Ian Carmel. I'm your host.
It's all costume me, baby.
I haven't made a lot of use of my Babbel subscription, you know?
You got to get on the Babbel. You got to get on the Rosetta Stone. You got to get on Sean Jordan and David Bory, who are here as well.
Come on, this guy can't be stopped.
Can't be stopped.
Can't be stopped.
Let's get into it. Welcome to another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything, the podcast that is fantasy drafting chips and is in person.
Yeah, man. This rules. And short shorts. Got a lot of thighs showing.
There's
a lot
of thighs out.
It's feeling fun, man.
Yeah.
They say that's what they're doing now.
Thought you got to have thighs out if you're wearing short. Although, who knows? Maybe the kids are like, you also see them in big baggy denim shorts now.
I can't even pretend to know what they're doing.
Dude.
You know, I don't wear shorts.
You don't wear shorts?
I don't own any shorts.
You don't own any shorts?
I don't own any shorts. No shorts, no sandals. Don't own any.
Sandals like I'm with. Why no shorts?
What about flip-flops?
Absolutely not. Those are the worst sandals.
You ain't wrong. Yeah. Why no shorts, though?
I don't know. I never really liked them. I don't know why.
It gets so hot in Denver, the city that you're from, in the summer.
Yeah, I know, but I'll be fine. I got jeans.
If you're in Barbados.
What if you go on vacation?
Yeah.
A fine linen short?
Oh, man.
You don't wear jeans to the beach. Don't hit me with that.
You know, I'm trying to think of the last time I went to the beach.
That's more of a city guy. That's like right. City.
Dog, we're roughly the same age. You never had a short set in the 90s?
I mean, I had shorts like when I was like a little kid. I think that's how I know I, you know, was like, this isn't really for me.
They are.
Let me see your ankle.
Dude, I got beat up in a Sean Kemp short set.
They're not ashy.
No, it's not.
No, I know that.
No, it's not an ashy thing.
That was a black question.
I just want to see him.
That was one of those black questions.
I just want to see him.
See your ankle.
Yeah, we didn't do that to me. Don't do that to me.
Get those ankles
out. No, I just want to see him because, like.
You got nice legs.
Your legs are kind of pale.
Well, you know, I don't know. What do you want me to say?
Well, because they stay in. They would be pale.
No, I know. This is just. Know a guy for 13 years, you think you knew about his shorts situation.
You've never seen me wear shorts.
No, I'm going through my mind now. I've never.
It's all Kaiser Soze-ing back at Kaiser Soze in your head right now. Every moment you've never seen him wearing
never
shorts.
Never seen me wear shorts.
That's fucked up.
I will say the beach, I could take or leave the beach.
Really?
I don't love it.
I like the ocean. I could kind of take or leave the beach.
Is it the sand?
It's the sand.
Mm-hmm.
It's the sand.
Let's strike out LA's trash ass beaches.
Okay.
The destination beach?
I do like a destination.
Get you to Wall Lake and Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Playboy. It'll change your whole world.
I don't think I would enjoy. I bet I would like Wall Lake.
Broken glass everywhere.
That's because you don't drink Four Locos or smoke meth.
What?
That's because you don't drink Four Locos or smoke meth.
Yeah.
You've never been to a beach and seen a fight on the beach, and you got to go to Wall Lake.
That's your beach memory you gave him to get him on board?
I used to wear a white hat in the lake at Wall Lake.
I'm not going to any body of water that's two syllables.
They closed it because there was too much cow poop in the lake one time.
Oh my God.
Is that a closable offense?
I didn't give a rip. I'd have been like, whatever. I'm probably human poop in there. I don't care. It's a lake, dog.
I feel like how many people said, well, I don't give a rip about that exact problem.
That's how they got all that cow poop in there.
Everybody but the commissioner who closed it. And they were replaced shortly thereafter.
I do give a rip. I give a big rip.
I've never pooped in open water.
I give 12 rips.
So, I think we should give rips. These people elected us to give rips.
I don't know if I've told you guys this before, but so we were at the Washougal River in Oregon one time. I was with Big Torque Daddy and his wife, Amy, and I had to poop. And I knew I had to poop. There was no bathroom. We're like in the middle of nowhere. So I went over to a different part of the water and I pooped. And I'd never pooped in water before, so I didn't know it was going to float. So it floated right up next to me. So it was right next to me. And then they came over and they were like, what's going on over here? And I was trying to shoo this poop away. And then right as that was happening, the only time I've ever seen a water snake in my whole life, that happened about 2 feet to the right of my poop. And I was like, there's a water snake. And then they were both just so stoked about that they didn't see the poop. So I just pushed it away.
God sent.
It was a crazy distraction, dude.
Because of your good works.
You don't think it's going to float, you know?
I do think it's going to float because I pooped in a toilet.
Right.
It doesn't always float in the toilet.
But often enough. There's a lot of different stimulus. It's not crazy to feel like pooping in a lake would.
A lot of
I don't know why, but I thought it was going to go down.
He didn't poop in a lake. So to be fair, you pooped in a river, and that is, if you're going to poop in a body of water.
Yeah. So it would go down.
Yeah, because if you poop in an ocean, it will just force it back up onto the shore.
Right. You want to poop in a river so that other people have to deal with it
later. Damn straight.
Exactly. So they can see it when they're canoeing. Yeah.
When they're setting up on the river, they should look upstream and be like, no, that's a river pooper for sure. Look at that.
like a message in a bottle.
And I was screaming all of my ex-girlfriend's names while I was doing it.
Yeah. Be pouring broken glass. So
hey, I have
home.
A question.
9 inches.
Did you?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Did you walk up to a point where you could just kind of casually sit, or did you go out to where you were waiting?
I was neck deep.
And you went,
did you do a standing poop?
Did you?
Mm-hmm. Or did you tuck your legs?
I think I was standing up.
Did you spread the cheeks?
No, it was really hard to do. Because
standing, no cheek spread is wild.
Did you do a wide stance?
Yeah. It's hard to poop when you're not on it. You know, it's like peeing your pants. When you try to do it, you can't do it. You know what I mean? It's hard.
Speak for yourself. So this was like your version of like those women that give birth in like a river.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a poop midwife with me.
It was the same impetus, too. Yeah, he didn't take any painkillers. There was no.
She was like, you worked so hard for this. Yeah. You deserve it. Enjoy this.
Yeah. Oops. Wait, but you didn't spread your cheeks? Difficult.
I can't remember. I don't think so.
Did you take your trunks down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't going to get all caught in the puke.
But I mean, you took your trunks down and you didn't spread cheeks.
I don't think so. I might have needed my hands above me so I didn't look insane.
Because to ward off an attacker. To ward off an attacker.
We'll be back with more Weekend Edition right after this.
Smart shit, dude.
The man
smart.
Who pooped in river, Sean S. Jordan on Twitter, Sean Cougar Mellon Jordan on Instagram.
Hello.
Sean in Denver.
In Denver.
Colorado, having great sets. Having great sets at the Comedy Works.
Dude. Having a good time.
He's a funny guy.
Oof, having man, a good time. He came off the hinges last night. Yeah. That was wild.
It was
that
fun, man.
I'm tired of the jokes. I'd like you to just switch it up tonight.
I'll switch it up tonight and I'll do the same. I'll kill it just as hard with different jokes.
I don't think that's true.
I will be.
I don't know.
In Minneapolis in the middle of August.
I don't think you're going to
figure it out.
And I don't think you're going to do great in Minneapolis either. I don't think anyone's going to come, and I think you're going to do a bad job.
I love you to pieces, and I'm thrilled that we're friends.
I love you too.
Are you doing Sisyphus?
It's not the, that's
no,
not
I'm doing the Comedy Corner, but I don't know the exact dates. 18th and 19th maybe, so I'll
when you're there, it's just going to be a corner.
Yeah. Ooh, there he goes. There he goes.
I'm doing this new thing where I like try to bring it so you have something to like rise out. You know what I mean?
You're in a bad
so, like,
mood because you got two bunk Lime bikes today.
I did get two bunk Lime bikes in a row. I'm in a great mood. Dude. But I'm trying to do that thing where I'm like, I don't believe in you. And then you like overcome and people are cheering for you, you know? But then I explain it after, which
preach, bruv. Preach, bruv.
You'll be in Minneapolis?
Yeah, you know, come to High Note, Portland. Next month we got Curtis Cook last Thursday in July, whatever that is. So come to that. That'll
fantastic.
Be
fantastic.
And yeah.
David Board is here.
Hey.
Cool Guy Jokes 87 on Instagram.
That's me.
Where can people come see you?
Nowhere yet, but it's just because my tour flyer's coming out next week, but I don't have all the dates. I don't know right now. But
David keeps dancing around finishing that jerky. Just finish it.
It's bad jerky.
It's good, dude.
No, it's not.
It's not good?
I like it.
It's pretty bad. Take
a bite. It's a Tillamook smoker.
Take a bite. It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
Oh, it's really soft. Why is it so soft?
It's
good,
dude.
That's gross, right?
Oh, just smoked sausage.
But that's gross.
Yeah, that's weird.
Tell him. It's nasty.
It's hard for me to say something that I don't like something from Oregon. But that's a little too soft.
That's a bad sausage.
It's a little too. It feels like a rolled up piece of bologna.
Yeah, I don't like it at all.
Whatever.
It's not your fault, Sean.
No, you didn't do
whatever.
It.
Fuck you guys.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
Feels like my... Yeah, get the thigh.
It's not your fault. We're all two thighs out. There's too much out.
It's only getting more
thigh. It's like Troy's doing no shorts. He's fucking Jesus on the cross for the rest of us.
Too much meat on the sangue.
He's dying for our sins.
Pull it back. Put some Girardeer on it, for God's sake.
Speaking of soft sausages, you know?
There he is.
There he goes. The man is on fire.
Troy Walker is here. Troy, what are your socials? I don't have a computer with me right now.
Troy Walker ESQ.
That's right,
on
Esquire.
Instagram and Twitter.
Fantastic. Where you are here in Denver right now. You're from Denver. You're on the Jimmy Kimmel Writers Comedy Weekend.
Yeah.
Are you going to be doing more of that? Where can people see you do stand up?
I'm headlining Comedy Works on Sunday. I don't know when
this won't be out by then. But they will have seen it and had a great time.
Yes. But I will also be headlining Comedy Works on July 30th.
It will be out.
This will be out before then.
Yeah.
Go.
So there's that. I will be headlining then. So
And you'll be wearing shorts on stage.
Absolutely not. I mean, that is a faux pas.
He's promised
a
right
now. You in some shorts. You look like you got good legs.
You do look like you have good
legs.
That's
why I wanted you to take your calf out.
I would love to see you in shorts.
I know an Ash question when I hear it.
It wasn't an Ash question. Don't do that to me. I'm not trying to put you in a corner. I think you might have nice legs.
I mean, I don't know. They're fine.
I bet they're great.
How do you judge that?
I bet you have a thigh. Do you have like sort of a thigh globe over the knee? Like that kind of muscle?
That's what I bet he has.
Yeah, I think that's what
it looks like. It's fast. You know the thigh globe?
You know the thigh globe muscle?
I do.
Yeah.
I don't have it. I have a big knee surgery scar.
Well, you do a little more bike riding.
Thigh striations going on.
Don't worry about me. I've been in the gym. I have not been on the picket line. I go to the gym. I protest there.
Wait, you're not. Do you feel compelled to go to the picket line?
I feel compelled morally and by my guild's rigid.
Yeah,
I've been standards. Out there.
Are you required to? You gotta. Is it
3 shifts a week? You're supposed to, right?
Really?
We've been doing almost every day.
Dude, really?
Yeah, not for the whole 4 hours.
Well, you're like hours. Actively on strike.
Yeah.
My show's over.
That's what I was going to say. Like, do you feel compelled even though you're not, like, technically...
I'd have gone to Italy.
Still, huh?
I'd have gone to Italy.
I went to Italy. And I haven't been picketing since I got back from Italy. But I've been gone. I've been home for, like, 2 days.
They would have found me dead in the middle of Little Italy. Little did they know I eliminated some little middlemen who didn't do diddly.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Off the top?
Wow. Good job.
What song is that from?
It's a Big Pun song.
Yeah. Have you been eliminating a middleman?
I just blanked.
No, you stroked out.
I was like,
whatever you just said.
I said, have you been eliminating a middleman?
Oh,
yeah. Eliminating my middleman?
I went to the Middleman Jewish Community Center for preschool and kindergarten. Is that interesting?
Nope.
All right, we're moving
on. I find it a little interesting, actually.
There was a big pool. We had an Olympic-sized pool.
I find Jewish children.
Yeah, Jewish children, they're precocious.
Yeah.
They'll tell you what they think.
You're Jewish, right?
100%, bar mitzvah and everything. Wow, back in person. We got one out.
Ben a minute.
I feel like I like Jewish community centers. I've done stand-up there. Yeah. They're always good. I've done a few.
It seems like they're having a good time at the JCC.
They're always great.
If they have a cafeteria, it's usually got pretty good food.
Really?
I had my first knish at the Portland Middleman Jewish Community Center. Get out of town. And the best steak fries I've still ever had in my entire life.
Really?
Yeah.
Used to be Red Robin, but they started switching up on me.
Did they really?
That shit's trash now. Nah, man.
Remember though?
99? That shit was going crazy.
Crazy. We used to go to Red Robin in high school, and they had to lose money on our table.
Oh, yeah.
The amount of like free refills on soda and steak, the bottomless steak fries. And you're like, can we start with the fries? Can you get those going right now?
Yeah.
That's the thing. You got to like, bring out a few
baskets.
I'll get
the burger, Jeremy.
Yeah. I'm going to get the burger, but I want the fries as an appetizer right now.
A bunch.
Now.
We went before Monster Trucks like a few months ago. We just went and got loaded at Red Robin. Before we went to Monster Trucks, me and Kyle and Posse got loaded at a Red Robin. It was sick.
Great. We'll be back with more Weekend Edition right after this.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get us that sort of like NPR demographic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're
getting them with all the thigh talk.
ASMR radio.
We'll be back with more Weekend Edition after this. Somebody has an excellent. I'm talking.
What is it? It's not Fresh Air. It's there's one big NPR show. They hit me up one time and they wanted me to do an interview about my dad. And I told them some stuff. And
this
they were
American
like,
Life?
Maybe, yeah.
Oh.
But then they're like, essentially, they were like, it's not rough enough. Like, I didn't have a tough enough time with my dad. And I was like, he was a piece of shit. I was like, he's terrible.
The stories you've told about your dad have been pretty rough.
They're not great.
What are they looking for?
I don't know. I told them quite a few. And
they ended up
like,
going to Idi Amin Jr. Instead,
instead they make me feel bad.
Yeah, yeah, dude. It was funny. I was like, well, he was pretty bad. What are you talking about?
Well, let's do it like, welcome back to This American Life. I'm Ira Glass. Today, a story in three parts. Fatherhood. Part one, Sean Jordan with a story about growing up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota with his father.
And that is what I assume is a good Ira Glass
impression. I think it's an okay Ira Glass impression.
One's pretty solid.
It was,
yeah.
It was all
yeah,
right, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's the pauses guy. That sell it. You know, it's almost like an Obama impression.
I'm just going to do it. Is Ira Glass kind of black?
I don't think so.
I'm just going to do it.
Is he?
Oh, I'm thinking of Malcolm Gladwell.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, Malcolm Gladwell, I think, is like half Jamaican.
Who is it these days?
I know. You're telling me, buddy. You're telling me, Bum McClot.
Old crazy bald head over there.
I'm Ian Carmel, at Ian Carmel on Twitter, at Ian Carmel on Instagram, at Ian Carmel on TikTok. Follow me on there. I'm posting.
That's where
posting
it's going.
On TikTok.
Yeah.
I'm on there. My agent told me that if you don't have TikTok followers, these clubs can do whatever they want to you. So now I've got like 4,000 TikTok followers.
Man, that's such an agent comment to like terrify you.
Terrifying. But it's like, I mean, shoot me straight.
Yeah.
Shoot me.
Yeah.
Tell me exactly what's going on. Because then I immediately join TikTok
followers.
Right? You got 130 of them? If you had one, I'd be one of them, baby. I'd be one of them.
Yeah, I got to work on it.
Yeah, me too.
I don't have one.
I don't have a TikTok.
I'm a loser, dude. I race remote control boats at the park. I'm not.
That's a winner's.
I saw those boats yesterday.
Tell that
you have
to
a fleet.
Tinder.
You got a little something called a fleet. On your kitchen counter.
I have no problem telling that to Tinder because I'm going to bet there's lots of young women who would love to race boats in the park.
When I got some messages to tell you otherwise.
I was laying on David's floor going through withdrawals yesterday morning and he was talking about his boat fleet and it was pretty fun. It helped me work through. I had such a rough morning yesterday. It was crazy. It happens every single time I come here. I get $2 the night before and then the next day is just... I was worthless yesterday.
Denver will remind you.
It will.
And we also went to a really nice restaurant in all of our athletic shorts. And it said right on the door, no athletic shorts. And Ian's like, let's see how tight this policy
Test
is.
Test that rule.
And it wasn't.
He didn't give a shit at all.
In fact, the man serving us gave us his card as we left. Like he wanted us to come back or like hang out with him later.
I thought his name was Ian because it had the tall letters.
Yeah.
His name's Lon Double L.
Ooh. Oh, Lon?
That's tight.
I think it was Lon.
It might be Elon.
There's a dude at Comedy Works named Stetson. There's a guy who works there named Stetson.
Stetson?
Oh, yes. I went to high school with a kid named Stetson.
Dude, that's a name.
I feel Stetson. Like you run it.
Oh, maybe he blocked that out. I don't know what he's doing.
It's not your fault.
Isaac, put air horns over that, please.
There's a Stetson Bennett in the NFL, or at least really? He's a college football player. I feel like you run into more Stetsons here than maybe Portland, Oregon.
Maybe.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You guys are in Aiden Town.
Yeah, big time Aiden Town. Yeah.
Or like an Ashton.
There's a lot of Ashtons. I know boy and girl Ashtons from Portland.
I feel like there's a lot of Emily's up there.
Yeah, Emily's. Yeah, for sure.
What?
I don't know. I'm just going to just keep looking at you.
What the fuck are you looking at?
I don't know when this drops, but in case it's before July 7th, 8th, or 9th, come see me at the Jimmy Kimmel Comedy Club in Las Vegas, Nevada during NBA Summer League. During the day, I'm going to be watching Scoot Henderson just dunking on people for the Portland Trailblazers. Maybe still at this point. And at night, I'll be doing stand-up comedy in Las Vegas, famously a great place to do stand-up comedy.
Oh, it's known for it.
Yeah, you'll be earning your trip.
It's going to be a very weird room because there'll be a few people who are there to see me because I know that because the Summer League and they're coming.
Uh-huh.
And then there's going to be a lot of people who are there because you can't technically gamble while you're at the club and they just need 2 hours off the very cold floor.
Like, I can't sit at the buffet for 2 more hours.
Yeah, there's going to be people smoking cigarettes while they wait for their 9 p.m. flight.
It's a whole crowd of people looking into the distance. Thinking about what they lost.
Yeah.
So bad.
Oh, I've done that club. It definitely feels like, yeah, exactly that. It definitely feels like a bunch of guys like, oh God, I got to tell her.
There's no hiding this.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people in the audience with texts that have been typed out, but not sent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm hoping it'll be a slightly less rough than Christmas. But I have no idea.
I have nothing to say to you about that. I would like it for you, but I can't promise.
I have no idea. For God's sake, we can say we're going to be at High Plains, right? When are they announcing that?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, we're going to be at High Plains. We've been telling people in person, so we're going to tell people on this now. Sorry, Karen and Adam, if we're not supposed to tell people we're at High Plains.
We'll run it by him tonight.
We're going to be at High Plains.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll run it by him after we've done it.
We're going to be at the 10th High Plains Comedy Festival. It's going to be fantastic. I don't know. I think we're doing a couple of live AFAs and a stand-up show.
Yep.
It's going to be great.
It will be great. It's going to be fun. Great. I'm going to make always. The same mistake that I always do. Mm-hmm. Get a little too tore up the night on the flight in, have a worthless, rough morning the next day, and then I'll be on point for
the rest of the trip. I promised myself that I wouldn't get drunk.
Not.
Boy, I'd like to think that, but you promised yourself you wouldn't get drunk, what, during the show?
Super High Plains this year. I wouldn't get super drunk at High Plains this year. This morning, I made that promise to myself.
Sure.
We'll see.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I won't during the shows. Like, I'm kind
of.
In
a couple of months, you'll be breaking that promise.
Yeah. I mean, it's been 2 months since I've been drunk in Denver. It's probably changed.
I haven't done ketamine in years.
Yes.
You know, it sneaks up on you here. The altitude isn't helping you.
The altitude does. The ketamine sneaks up on you. All of it.
The price of the drinks. The drinks are like dirt cheap.
Oh, I know. It's insane. You look
up and you're like, oh, at this rate, I can't afford not to wake up in a gutter.
I need to fill my liver with this alcohol and fly back to California. We were gathered here today not to talk about binge drinking at comedy festivals, but to fantasy draft chips.
Yeah.
Something we've been circling for a long time. I can't believe we haven't drafted.
It does feel strange.
It feels strange.
And I felt bad because you hit us with like quite a few other options.
There were some great ones.
But we've done like two of those that you hit us with, and I just wasn't right there ready to figure out which ones we hadn't done. So that was why I was like,
well, look,
this one's easy.
I know chips.
Okay. Thank God.
I woke up today and I was like, I felt rude in the text. I hope you didn't take it that way.
No.
It was just not the right time to figure out what we'd done and what we hadn't.
We'd been drinking last night as well.
We were knee deep in some pizza logs.
I was worried that I had made a mistake. Because I was like, oh, maybe that was like a list of all the things they've done already.
No.
And then I just was like, I would like to do these things you've done already. And you guys were like, Troy's in it. Let's just throw chips. We haven't yet accidentally redone something.
I'm waiting for that to happen.
It's gonna happen.
Where we like just It'll completely happen. Space that we did it, you know?
When you said you've never worn shorts, there was a second where I was like, is this guy even a chip guy? But now it's good to know you are.
Oh, I'm a chip.
That is a worry because chips and shorts go hand in hand.
Hand in hand.
Yeah.
As all my middle school bullies would tell you.
But chips and jeans can go quite well.
Yeah, you got a lot more space to wipe the chip crumbs.
Chips go with everything. Chips go with sweatpants. Chips go with, you know,
no pants.
Yeah. They do underwear.
I've brushed chip dust out of my chest here several times.
For sure.
All the time.
Don't you want to feel free?
They don't make me feel free. Shorts don't make me feel free. They make me feel exposed.
Okay.
I don't like it.
What do you mean exposed? Like these little thighs right here?
Yeah, look at this. Look at all this.
Picking that up on the mic.
Put the microphone on that thigh slap. There you go. There you go.
There it is.
All this beef you guys are serving,
yeah,
man.
Too much.
What if I can't keep up?
Come on, I'm serving all the beef. I'm the bear.
This is like Christmas dinner. They got a prime rib on every table
right now. Yeah, you got three Italian hot beefs right here.
You want to see some thigh meat? Come to the David Borey annual foot races at High Plains this year.
Oh, I'm running the foot races back.
Are you?
Wait, foot races?
Wow.
What foot races?
Dude, we've told it so many times.
Are you kidding me? Why would I not run them back?
I need to know about these foot races.
David just organized. He's in his apron, barbecuing, organized foot races at the park. It was sick, dude.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I need to do this.
Steve and AJ got.
You're gonna be out there running in long pants.
Yeah.
All right.
Yudoye was running in pants.
Was he?
So was Steven. Steven had jeans on.
Yudoye was going crazy.
Yeah. Well, him and Steven both took their shoes off at one point. We're like, you guys are serious right now.
Yeah.
And then Steven did the race wars.
Yeah. Steven got a little too excited. And he was like, all right, race wars, black guys versus white guys.
That sounds very Steve Agee.
Yeah. And Caden Holland was like, we can't do this in the park. Race wars.
The High Plains race wars. That can't happen.
I've never been in a situation where I thought that was the answer. All right, race wars.
Okay.
Oh, we're having an argument?
We've been dancing around it.
But you got to get it. Like, meanwhile.
Let's just say it.
All picnic, we've been dancing around
it. Let's just say it.
But Steve's never been in a situation where that didn't feel like the answer, you know?
He did that to me at a Wendy's once.
Yeah, exactly. Steve, like, all right, race wars. They're like, white guys need a cheeseburger.
Yeah. They're like, the Frosty machine's broken. He's like, all right, race wars.
If white guys were going to field a foot racing team, I don't think the stand-up comedians is the roster I would
Jeff Tice was our front runner for sure. Everybody else was very far behind.
Out there, Kyle Kinane getting limbered up. Like,
I feel like Dan Soder could be sneaky fast.
Yeah, Soder might be fast. Yeah. He's long. He turned 40 today.
Yeah.
I saw Kenny posting a little Instagram. Happy birthday, Dan Soder.
Happy birthday, Soder.
Yeah.
Soder Pop.
And if you want to see some heat, you know, come to these races.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll race him against any black guy. Any Puerto Rican.
Yo! It's crazy when you say it.
I almost left. I was like, whoa.
I didn't like it anymore.
Just imagine Soder listening to this podcast.
Lighting a cigarette. We will race Dan Soder against any black man.
Soda's like, dude, what?
I'll put my eye tie against any black you got.
I will put he's tall, he's rangy, he's got long legs.
Can you say eye tie? I don't know the word.
I think so. I think we can say
eye tie. Can you say eye tie?
What is that? Wait, what does that mean?
Well, we'll hear about it.
What is it? I don't even know
Italian? What it is. You said it a bunch of times now.
Sure.
Italian. I will rate. Is he Italian?
No, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. He's probably Soder.
It's kind of like if they're not Jewish or Middle Eastern, I don't really know.
Yeah. We appreciate that.
He's what we call Aurora White.
He's Aurora
White. That's very general.
Now,
where's Peja Stojakovic from?
Peja Stojakovic. I think he's from Aurora too, right?
Yeah.
The way we determine the order of the draft is a rollicking game of rock, paper, scissors played between the three of you, and we throw on shoot.
Left-handed.
Ooh, an in-person rock, paper, scissors. Sean's going left. David's going left. Troy's going right. Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. David wins.
It's an odd man out.
It's an unad. It's a perverted victory. It's a paper against two scissors. David, as the winner of rock, paper, scissors, it is incumbent upon you to determine the order of today's draft. But before you do that, I will remind you, it is a serpentine draft.
And what is that?
That's an excellent question.
Like riding your bike down the road, man. You just go on the right side a little bit. You take a nice little cruise. Then you veer over to the left. And then you cruise on the left side a little bit, mm-hmm. and you veer back over to the right, cruise on the right side a little bit, just kind of back and forth until you get where you're going and feel great about it.
Ripped from the headlines. Yeah. Ripped from the Sean and I rode little lime bikes over here. It was great.
It was pretty
that's
cute.
That's literally what happened.
Yeah.
It was pretty cute. We had a cute little bike ride.
Cute.
This Ian got recognized when he was getting his bike. Somebody's is that the comedian?
Yeah.
Somebody said that?
Yeah.
I think that's what they said,
they
right?
They did, yeah. Basically, what it means is you pick fourth in the first round. You pick first in the second round. Now, with that in mind, David, what will the order of today's fantasy draft be?
Ooh, I'm going
David, Sean, Troy, Ian. Hot corner, which means David Bohr, you have the first pick in the chips. All fantasy, everything fantasy draft. David, Sean, Troy?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, David, Sean, Troy, Ian. And David, we will get to that first pick right after this short break.
This episode of All Fantasy, Everything is brought to you by Wondery. The early 2000s was a breeding ground for bad reality competition series from shows like Kid Nation, CBS's weird, like Lord of the Flies style social experiment that took 40 kids to live by themselves in a ghost town. Sounds insane. To The Swan, a horrifying concept where women spent months undergoing a physical transformation and then were made to compete in a beauty pageant. Also sounds insane. On each episode of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop, comedians join host Misha Brown to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Recently, The Big Flop looked at The Swan, a competition show between women who were hoping to transform their physical appearance. The problem, the women were isolated for weeks, berated, operated on, and then were ranked by a panel of judges. Unsurprisingly, it led to trauma for the contestants and terrible reviews. Follow The Big Flop on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. A huge one for me, you know, just people-pleasing. And it's, you say it like it's a bad thing. It's just something that you need to get under control. All of these stressors, you know, you keep them bottled up, it starts to affect you negatively. Everybody. You don't have to feel weird if this stuff affects you. It affects everybody. And there's people, again, myself included, who walk around trying to front like it doesn't, but it does. It always does. It always has. And therapy is a safe place to just get things off your chest. You need to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down, all those problems. Even if you just want to vent or kvetch about somebody, go to therapy. Get them new ears on it. You know what I'm talking about? Get it somebody, who are they going to leak it to? They're not going to tell your homies. Go let them know. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries, how to do all those things that make you be a better you. As hokey as that sounds, that is what we are all going for. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. All right? Give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's convenient, flexible, and it's also suited to your schedule. All right? You just fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist. You switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. If you don't like the cut of your therapist's jib, as it were, go on and switch. BetterHelp has got your back. They want it to work just like you do. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/allfantasy today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/allfantasy.
And we're back. Welcome back to All Fantasy Everything, the only podcast that has ever existed.
Except, of course, for Morning Edition, which we'll be back with more of.
Welcome back.
Right after this.
Mm-hmm. And lotion talk.
No lotion.
Lotion is the second break.
We've taken a break on lotion talk.
We have taken a long break on lotion talk.
Some in-person lotion talk coming up.
Long break on lotion talk. David Boy. We're going to have to forward this just to Marissa. You talking about lotion. Isaac, chop up Sean talking about lotion and email it to Marissa and
you
text
know,
it.
You know, it's a sneaky little treat. Instead of milk in your cereal. Lotion.
I hate that.
Mm-hmm. I don't care for that.
I hate
that.
No, your
gross,
voice.
Right?
That, it's no, awful. Yeah.
Mm. It's like, I love you, but I hate it.
Wait, what kind of lotion specifically?
No! No!
No, I have to
you
know.
You don't give it more runway on that.
David, I have to know. You know there's...
Does it matter? It's nasty.
It's nasty Troy, either way, but you know, there are ones that are less nasty than others.
Troy, I'm glad you asked. It's a milky lotion. Any sort of milky lotion in your cereal.
I mean, I thought your answer was going to be better than that. I thought you had like a specific brand. I thought you were like...
He doesn't even use it. From South Dakota.
I don't really
they know. Don't sell it there.
I don't lotion a lot.
Have you ever lotioned?
I lotion my face. Yeah.
I lotion my elbows before bed now, like a concerned mother.
Like, well, his curfew is 11. It's 11:30.
Got into the weeds. I think
exactly every night I'm like doing
see
it.
What I'm doing.
Where is he with my car? Yeah. I told him.
Yeah, Keith's been distant lately. Will you talk to him?
Absolutely,
David Boy. There's so many. Every chip is in the pantry right now.
I know.
What's
that's,
the first?
That's
pick?
Like when I went first, I was like very confident, and then now I'm thinking about it. It's like. It's almost like there's more ways to blow it.
There's too much freedom right now.
There's almost more ways to blow it. I think, though, I'm going to have to go in my heart. And I'm going to have to do the thing I put on the paper first.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying cheddar and sour cream ruffles.
Gosh. Oh, that's a good chip.
That's a good one.
First pick. Oh, it's my favorite chip on the planet,
is
dude.
It?
Oh, it's so good.
There's some
why don't you tell me about it?
No, go for it. You picked it. It's so good.
It's amazing. I don't have much.
There's something about biting into it. There's that sensation where it immediately, it's like, it feels like if you saw Queen live.
Yeah.
Like, you know that show's opening, like the lights come on and the music starts and you're fucking in it.
Also, something about eating orange food makes you feel kind of naughty.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wait, ooh,
I did not expect this to go first. It is a
really?
Great chip, though. Are you,
great.
You were going to take it first?
Absolutely. Best chip on the planet.
Troy, what's your opinion on the sour cream?
I love the cheddar and sour cream ones. It's like, you're talk right about the orange because you know it's you're really leaning into these are bad for me.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're having a fucking chip. Yeah,
these are an unnatural color.
Yeah, also, I got some ones, but like straight up, I don't need no dip.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. You can. If you do, though, it's a real fun little treat.
Oh, it's crazy with dip.
Because the flavor blast alone just on the chip is insane. And then you throw it in a dip. Forget about it.
Careful, flavor that's blast. How you got Maxine.
That's how I do the insane flavor blast over here.
The flavor blast alone. Well, the flavor blast alone. The flavor blast alone would have killed him.
Coming out
who's
later.
Who?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, those are, fantastic.
It's got
absolutely.
It's also the best way, in my opinion, Ruffles has been said, so I'm not saying picks here, but
we're
opinion,
taking different
way.
Kinds of
course.
Like,
yeah, okay, right. This is the best way to have a ruffle, in my opinion.
Oh my gosh, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. And it's like, you know what I love about chip flavors? It's two things you never You wouldn't think to put those two things together in the wild.
No,
if right. You wouldn't be in the house. Yeah. You're like, I'm making a sandwich. I got some cheddar and sour cream. Of course,
yeah. They do kind of feel like they happened by accident, right? Like,
yeah,
like a mad scientist. Like,
oh, somebody fell down and ripped something into something else. Yeah.
Also, I hate sour cream.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
You like these chips?
Mm-hmm. I don't like sour cream either.
We'll get into it.
You don't like sour cream?
I hate it.
There's something else I hate that we'll talk about later, I'm sure, that I love it on a chip.
Eye ties.
Polish.
Yeah, I like a Polish chip, but boy, do I. Yeah, man, sour cream blows, if I'm being honest.
I love sour cream.
I don't like it.
No?
No.
Yeah, I love it too.
When you get like, when you're eating a burrito and you get a sour cream vein in there, come on. Barf.
No, I always tell them no.
I throw it away.
No sour cream, no guacamole.
Yep.
No guacamole?
I don't like avocados either. I'm sorry.
You're a fool.
I don't
either. You're a fool. I like you, but you're a fool.
They're gross.
They're gross.
It's one of the hardest things about living in California. They put it on everything and you don't have a choice about it.
Yeah.
Sometimes like they go through like,
California style, Troy. Grow up.
There's avocado ice cream, bro.
I can't stand it. And the worst part is like, you'll look on a menu and it'll say smashed avocado. Avocado, which is like a just like an extra like just middle finger right in
your
face.
You can't even take it off.
Like, you can't even take it. We're gonna smush this into every part of this, you idiot.
It literally like falls off of trees like in the neighborhood.
I know, I hate it.
It just ends up being part of the bread, and then the whole thing's gross to me.
You know, I don't use this word a lot, but this might be treason.
Yeah, I think it is treasonous.
This might be treason.
Avocado's dog shit. I can't stand it.
Yeah, it's bad.
Dog shit?
It's bad.
I'm going to shoot you with
literally, it is the consistency of dog shit.
Yeah.
His sets have been too good. You know, like, yours must have been too, because you're both riding fucking heaters right now.
What are you talking about?
Riding heaters right now.
You guys are literally the first people I've ever met who don't like guacamole.
Can't stand it.
I hate it.
Yeah.
I can't stand it. I won't even eat it to be polite. Like if somebody spends a day on guac, I'm just like, no, I'm not even going to try it.
Yeah.
Some people will be like, oh, it's hella spicy. I made it spicy. You know, I know you like spicy. I'm like, nope, not spicy guac.
I will spend 20 minutes scraping avocado off of anything I get. If I forget, or if it's like free, like if there's, you go to a place and they go like, oh, we got free sandwiches or whatever. I'm not eating it until the avocado's off of it. It's gotta
go. Sucks.
It
sucks. I like you guys, but this sucks. Jesus.
Sour cream and cheddar.
I think we just gotta move on. Sour cream and cheddar's been the first.
Yeah, we gotta get out.
Otherwise, it's gonna get.
Is your pen working? Did it die on you?
The pen died on me. Do you have an extra pen?
Excuse me, do you have an extra pen?
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Is it me?
It's Sean Jordan's pick. And he's going to take those guacamole chips?
God, no, dude. They have them too, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
They're definitely good.
I am going to take taco Doritos. Love them.
Oh, is that the classic?
The classic taco?
The taco flavor one.
Really? Yeah.
That's a deep cut.
Yeah, well, you know, second to sour cream and cheddar, easily my favorite chip.
Taco Doritos.
Taco Doritos.
You mean nacho Doritos?
No, he doesn't.
No, the taco flavor is very specific.
It's like an old school. It comes in a very like old school branded bag.
It does now. They redid the branding, so it's like in the old school Doritos bag.
That's the original Doritos.
It looks orange, it's like bottom half is orange, top half's white, and then it's got Doritos in the funky letters or whatever.
I don't remember seeing them for like a long time. I feel like I've seen them lately.
Yeah, they didn't have them for a decade probably.
Did you grow up eating those?
Yeah. They've always been my favorite Dorito. I know that we'll talk more about.
I feel like I taste meat when I eat them, and that puts me off a little bit.
That's the good part.
It's like dude.
Beef powder.
This is me being trash, where I'm just like, I want to taste beef on my chips.
But there's like a beef powder. It's like powdered beef.
Yeah, dude, give it to me.
You gotta love it. Here's a real question. My mom used to hang out with a Jamaican lady, and she did it, and everybody went nuts. You ever make Dorito nachos?
Sure have.
Definitely.
Yeah, man. Put some actual taco.
But you don't like guacamole.
Yeah.
You fucks.
Or sour cream. What's on those nachos? What's on the nachos you guys like?
You're making dry Dorito nachos?
Chips?
Like a fucking serial killer?
Ooh, a hot tray of chips.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I killed my stepdad and then I made some Doritos nachos. You fucking psychopath. What are you talking about?
Beef, cheese, and hot sauce.
Beef, cheese, salsa. There's salsa, onions.
Nah, no.
It feels like you're just trying to...
We can't blow by him.
Yeah,
man, who doesn't like salsa?
The guac boys are beefing now.
No salsa?
No, I don't like salsa. I don't like salsa.
No pico?
Nope.
The fuck are you eating?
Bad stuff.
You know what he's eating? He's eating cream corn with mustard. This shit like, looks like soft serve.
I'll put a little dollop of mustard in corn. I think it's great.
Come on, man.
Who doesn't like pico? It's just tomatoes and
onions. He's an animal.
I don't know how you somehow you've been like my best friend for like 15 years now, 12, 13 years, a long time. And you still manage to surprise me with
don't
your
like,
diet every
no,
now
I don't.
And then.
I hate it.
My God, no salsa.
I'm the person that will like dip a chip into the chunky salsa and slowly pull it out so no chunks get on the chip.
So you want to dip your chip in tomato juice?
Kinda. When you say it like that, that sounds so gross.
You had a cup of V8 with a bag of chips. You would dip the chips in the V8.
V8 is disgusting.
What?
Tomato juice? Disgusting.
What is it?
What you just said?
It tastes like gasoline.
What is it disgusting, Sean?
Taco Doritos, beef and cheese and hot sauce. Those aren't disgusting. And that jerky that you were snacking on.
That early. Shit's nasty.
The texture it was a silly texture.
That shit's nasty.
It was like biting into cheese.
It was an unserious texture for a piece of jerky.
Taco Doritos.
Taco Doritos.
Taco Doritos.
Of all the Doritos on God's green grocery store.
Well, I don't think she would mind that I chose tacos
great.
First.
Now, there you go. That's my fucking guy.
We don't all wear capes. I'm just out here, you know?
Taco Doritos, no salsa. Salsa is such an essential part of tacos.
I don't even know what to say to this guy.
No salsa.
Say it to the thighs, Playboy.
There's so many varieties of salsa.
I know. There's so many. There's a different one for
it's
whatever.
It's one of the best things.
It's like
I don't like any of it.
It's Spanish for sauce. You know, like, that's how broad it is.
Yeah. There's like one kind of sour cream. Guacamole is always kind of, but like there's so many kinds of salsa.
Nope.
I mean, you can do a lot with guacamole if you're paying attention.
Absolutely.
You could throw it in a dumpster. You could throw it in a garbage can. You could throw it on the street.
Really innovative work in the guacamole.
Oh my God. Have you been to the Northeast? They're doing crazy guac tech up there. Crazy guac tech.
Now I'm never going to the Northeast.
RISD, some of the guacamoles coming out of RISD right now are like
God.
Earth shattering.
It's the Rhode Island School of Institute of Nope, I don't know.
The Rhode
salsas
Island
and dips?
Salsa design. Salsa,
yeah.
The Rhode Island Institute of Salsas and Dips. They're doing great work. Troy, it's time for your first pick. Taco Doritos, which have beef powder on them, are off the board.
I got to go Funyuns.
Funyuns?
Yeah. I got to go Funyuns.
Day one, huh?
Yeah.
First round.
Funyuns.
First round Funyuns?
I thought I like it, but that's a wild
that's
move.
That's crazy.
Man, I love Funyuns.
I do too.
Overall,
but
the other
I hate onions. So that's another thing.
Well, no, I got a whole, I'm telling you, I have other Doritos flavors. Like, I don't know how
you
deep,
not
how deep we can go.
You
how
might not
deep
after
we can
this.
Go.
Well, we're going five.
We can
picks,
go
maybe.
As deep as you. Yeah, yeah.
We can go. We're getting all the way to the bottom of the dip.
Yeah. I'm sticking with Funyuns. I love Funyuns.
Funyuns.
Dude, they're amazing. I got your back completely.
I
and
also
they're
like Funyuns.
They're one of the most fun chips to eat because they're in a little circle.
They're phenomenal.
The texture's cool. They're crispy, and then there's nothing inside.
The texture's cool.
It tastes like you get like
that. I'll have to give you credit on that. The texture is cool.
Onion powder, get on your fingers.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain this, but every time I eat Funyuns, I get that feeling of like, who do I think I am?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know how to explain it.
They always feel like a wake-up call to me.
Yeah, like, whoa, you bought Funyuns? Yeah. Let's reassess.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, stand up, go take a shower.
Yeah.
All right.
Touch five things, taste four things, smell three things.
That really works. That really, if you're having a panic attack, that's like
no,
a great little strategy.
It's the best thing I learned about therapy.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, man, I'm with you. No, I love them.
Definite. They're fun to eat. They got an interesting shape. It's great.
That's the thing. You ever get one that's like the perfect size to go right in your mouth? Because some of them are way too big. You have to eat them in chunks.
Well, yeah, like the smaller ones, like the flavoring's even more dense.
Uh-huh.
So those are
like little
onion intense. Flavoring.
Yeah, like little like extra intense like shot of onion flavor. It's
I love great. You. I respect you as a colleague and as a comedian who I admire. I find that a Funyun is a first round pick. I find it shocking.
Same.
I find
Same.
It shocking.
Honestly. Quite frankly, crazy.
I hate to say eye ties and the following word in the same podcast,
don't
but I'm
let
flabbergasted.
These dirty look. Guac lovers to bring you down.
I don't think Funyuns. You should be tossing that around, look. South Dakota. It doesn't feel good.
It did sound bad when I did
it. Sounded really bad.
I said, cut out Sean saying dirty guac lovers, put it on a zip drive and put that in the safety deposit box under David and I's name.
Just derail his presidential campaign in 15 years.
Well, Mr. Jordan.
Yeah, man. No, Funyuns are ill, dude. Huh? I'm with you. Funyuns are ill.
I like a Funyun.
Yeah, they're great.
But it does feel like a reality. And that's not to speak on your pick. For me, it's a reality check. It always is.
Here's what I'll say about.
It's like, it's always like the fifth day of me eating really bad in a row.
Yeah, I've never like, oh, sick. I finished all these Funyuns.
Yeah.
See, but that's why I think they're essential. That's why I think they win.
Because they're a rock bottom.
Because they are. And yeah, you're talking about unhealthy food. So to me,
I don't think I've ever bought a big bag of Funyuns before. They're always the little bags.
Oh, buddy, I've definitely bought a big bag of Funyuns.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Alone?
Oh, yeah.
What did they say to you?
Look, man, I was an unemployed comedian for a long time.
Did you have to sign a release?
Yeah. Just like,
yeah, what do you say? What do you say when you pull up to the counter with a huge bag of Funyuns? You're just like, doctor?
I say I'm about to go play some Zelda. And you already knew that.
Yeah. You just say law school is really tough, so I think I deserve these. You know, you gotta let them know.
Well, yeah, they're gonna take my degree back after this podcast.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you're done. This is done.
They're gonna be like, no, we can't be affiliated with.
It's truly over.
It is time for my first and second picks, as it is a Serpentine draft. And with my first pick, I got to take Cool Ranch Doritos off the board.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
I got to go get it. It is my first love as far as chips go. I fell in love with them when it was a Cooler Ranch Dorito. At some point, they decided to drop that ER. It's just a Cool Ranch Dorito right now. It's my favorite shell on a taco at Taco Bell. If I have to choose between the two.
Yep.
I love
it. Really?
Yeah. I love a cool. And I also, what I love about this chip, and if I'm building out my entire draft here, strategy-wise, it's not a flavor profile you're going to find on a lot of other chips.
No.
I agree.
You know?
It is true. Yeah, there's not a lot
chips
of like...
Chips don't commit to ranch because it's like, hey, we're putting trash on a trash can.
Yeah. Doritos gets away with it because they've been doing it for so long. They started it. But can you imagine like if 2023... that didn't exist. And then a chip brand came out with ranch flavored chips.
It does seem where you'd be like, well, that's like, I wouldn't even buy those. That.
Like Biden would have to talk about it.
But you know what else is like great about the Cool Ranch Doritos is it's a flavor that seems like it wouldn't work, but it works so well. Yeah. It even works with Flaming Hot, like the Flaming Hot Cool Ranch Doritos.
Whoa.
But it does work.
We'll get there.
We might get there soon. But it does. They work together.
They're phenomenal.
If you're doing one of those, I'm pouring a bunch of chips. Like if you throw just a Cool Ranch in with a handful of other chips, that's a delight.
That's good luck.
Yeah, but that's also like, you want to talk about hitting bottom.
Oh, yeah. Like,
yeah,
oh,
you know, incestuous. When you're just,
yeah, it's you're like,
oh, I'm in, like, yeah, it's I'm like in somebody, my apartment alone playing chip game.
Yeah. It's like somebody mixing pills, man.
I locked my cats in another room so they didn't have to watch me do it.
Maybe I'll like, feel I'm just, something when it's ranch.
I'm just gonna take all these chips and leave a note for my family.
The chips are the note.
I did the best I could. Written on a chip?
Yeah. I'm only one man,
goddammit. Yeah. I tried.
A Cool Ranch Dorito's a real team player. It's like a great, it's a facilitator. You know, it's Nikola Jokic. It's the Nikola Jokic of chips. You can put any chips.
Oh, no.
You can put any chips around it.
No. I'm not going to
take chips.
Are the
no, it's the Nikola Jokic. You can put Funyuns. Any chip.
Funyuns are the Jokic.
No.
Funyuns. You guys are both nuts.
Funyuns are the Allen Iverson of chips.
It's Taco Doritos.
You're talking like it's a fever dream.
Funyuns are the Allen Iverson of chips. Cool Ranch Doritos are the Nikola Jokic. Powder blue.
Everything you just said is Portuguese.
They're powder blue.
Well,
you're
blue
familiar
bag.
With Portuguese now. They're powder blue. That's my first evidence. They work well with anything. If you have a Cool Ranch Dorito and you put four other chips around it, it's going to make it work.
When was the last time you did that, Ian?
It's been a while.
He's like, I've got a wife. I've got a wife now.
He's like, 98. I think it was around Nagano.
Yeah. I was watching Apollo Antono. And
Chris Yamaguchi was on the TV.
Yeah.
I've got
it was a
wife
high
now.
Time in Beaverton, Oregon.
I can't do it anymore. I've got a wife now, and
that's 100%,
I want to keep her.
Yeah, I would have to wait until she was out of town for a long time. And then I'd still have to go do it.
Yeah, that's like day four. Yeah, when she's gone, right?
There'd have to be a trash pickup in between her coming home and me doing it.
I've taken stuff out of the house when, like, if Laura's gone, I've taken garbage and thrown it in a different, like, a public garbage. And I'm like, I don't want her to know exactly how much buffalo wings I ate.
She can't. And then you put one of them in the regular ones. Okay, so he had some.
I have done
wings.
That, seriously. And I'm like, she's not going to believe that I had none, but I don't want her knowing I had 40.
The perfect crime.
Yeah, dude, that's sad. I did do that like 3 months ago. I did that with B-dubs. Anyway.
The aforementioned for my number two pick, Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. The crunchy ones.
Those
I really
were.
I thought I could get it second.
That was an insane thing when that happened.
Solid.
They
are. Choice. Didn't the government have to like come out and say they're addictive or something like that? Isn't there
because
like
because the kids were just going crazy with
There's
it.
There's something about that, just like a little bit of spicy. And then the only way to calm it down is to eat another one. It's good. It's a good amount of spicy.
It's a good amount of spicy.
And I love it. I prefer a crunchy Cheeto. That's my preferred kind of Cheeto.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one I'm taking here. I don't even know if they do Flamin' Hot Puff. I'm sure they do.
They do.
Yeah, they do that weird Flamin' Hot Fries. You ever had those?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are weird.
Flamin' Hot.
Yeah.
Took off. I don't want it without naming others, but it's like it's everywhere.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. It's like,
Which hot
is
technology
great.
Is huge.
It's like the Timothy Chalamet.
It is. It's in everything.
I invest in
indie movies, blockbuster franchises. Absolutely.
A lot of people are like, David, how do you have so much money? I'm flaming hot rich.
Yeah. Oh, you got into flaming hot early.
Yeah, I'm flaming hot rich.
You saw that coming.
They just made a movie, right? Flaming Hot just came out.
I saw flaming hot courtside in the NBA finals. It was next to Drake.
Yeah. Drake and flaming hot were sitting there. They're recording together.
Right. They had a big chain.
Yeah, he was wearing those mischief boots.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't want to be that guy. I heard flaming hot boo-foo Diddy. I don't want to be that guy. I'm not that guy.
I like you when you're
and
that
again,
guy.
I'm not that guy.
Not that dude.
Flamin' Hot Cheetah. It's just a champion. And again, if you like you were saying, if you eat that with a Cool Ranch Dorito, you're having a great time.
Oh man.
Yeah. Number one time. Chip of mean teenage girls.
It really They really are.
You got a bad shirt. A Flamin' Hot Cheeto enthusiast will tell you about it.
Absolutely. You're going to hear about it on a bus. You're going to hear about it while you're feeling good about yourself, walking somewhere. Immediate mood swing.
You're going to hear about it while they're eating Flamin' Hot Cheetos one at a time.
With a chopstick.
Hmm.
You ever see people eating Cheetos with a chopstick?
Oh,
so they
no.
Their fingers all dusty?
I used to work in a casino.
I've never seen that.
Yeah.
I've never seen that, but that's insane.
It's I used to drink them. Like I would, you just tip them back and get one.
Sean, that's not the same. First of all, he tried to slide that in like that was the same thing.
Sean said he'll drink a pint glass of Flamin' Hot Cheetos for $5. He said he'll do it.
Actually, if I got to pay $5, I'd do that for sure. Are you drinking coffee?
I gave him my coffee.
This is wild. I've never seen you drink. I saw you drink coffee one time. It was right when we met and I asked you if you wanted a coffee and to be nice. You were like, sure. And then you told me, you're like, I don't really drink coffee.
But you know, it'll be fun to be hyped this afternoon.
Yeah, man. Go fast in the tank.
I love it.
Troy, time for your second pick.
Ooh, this is a tough one. I didn't realize it was going to go back around this way.
Well, serpentine drift.
It's a serpentine drift.
I feel like I have to go chili Fritos.
Yeah.
When I was in high school, the cool guy move was to get chili cheese Fritos with chili and cheese.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You do that. Or put like the 7-Eleven nacho cheese in the bag.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
All those kids got kids now.
We used to, they do. Some of them have grandkids, I bet.
Yeah.
We used to go to 7-Eleven. We wouldn't necessarily always get the chili cheese Fritos, but what we would do is fill up a big gulp cup with a nacho cheese and the chili.
Adam is
too much
the
cheese.
The guy working there, unless it's the guy who owns it, he's like, yeah, fine.
Adam used to take the
styrofoam anyway
out of the dispenser. He would take the bag out and like drain it sometimes if it was like on empty. Yeah, I've seen. I was like, whoa. You know how to do that?
Of all the bags I want to slap.
Chili cheese Fritos are great. I mean, that's a punch and chip.
They're phenomenal. The flavor's good.
Yeah.
They work with all kinds of things. They're the only chip that has a pie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Frito pie.
Frito pie.
Yeah.
They're the only one that
you
works
get those
for that.
Walking Fritos.
I don't know if that's a metric for anything, but I get it.
I think versatility, if you're in any, I think in any draft, in any draft,
like
versatility is what you're looking for.
I wouldn't call
that
a versatile chip, but I guess if it shows up in a pie, it shows up in pie.
No, that's an extreme chip.
Your draft so far is painting a picture of
sadness. Were you about to say sadness?
None of us are going to be winners after the end of this.
As much as I would say sort of like it's solemnity, like it's you enjoying these chips. Other people aren't there. You know what I mean? You're not poor. Like you're not like, hey, I brought chili cheese Fritos. Like to a party.
You're saying my high school GPA is making more and more sense. You're like, oh, there's that 1.7. There's that D average.
These are like video game chips. Right, these are exactly what you were saying. These are like the room. Like later on, I will know I ate these chips in this room.
Right.
Smells like the ghost of the good time I was having lingers in the air.
They're clutch, man. Yeah. Everybody loves Fritos. Yeah. You know, they can play in different roles. They can be at a party. Mm-hmm. You can eat them alone. You can put them in a pie. You can put like nacho cheese in them. There's all these different things you can do.
Yeah.
Look, the pie is crucial.
Those are the three big chip things.
These are like crucial things.
I feel like if you brought chili cheese Fritos to a party,
I'd be pissed.
So some people would be. I think some
I would
people
be hyped.
Pissed.
I'd be like, Ian brought a $65 bottle of wine.
Yeah, but you know what? You know
Troy bought me some chili cheese Fritos. He knows I already have them.
But I think you would find. I think like there'd be a lot of people who are like, ugh. But then you would have like four people who would come up to you later at that party like, you brought the fucking chili
cheese. Good on you.
Yeah.
Come here, man.
Oh, they'd be gone by the end of the party. Yeah, people would talk that shit. They wouldn't get, you know, they're not flashy. They're not
flashy,
but their stats.
They're flashy as shit.
Their stats are consistent.
They used to have Jim Gordon on the bag. Are you kidding me? Chili cheese Fritos aren't flashy.
No, they're not.
They're flashy as Fritos.
They're not flashy.
They're flashy as Fritos.
You're going crazy.
I don't think they're flashy. I mean, yeah, they're flashier than regular Fritos, but regular Fritos are like a, you know, like
Troy,
an 85 Volvo.
You.
They're like,
I'm going to kill you.
Regular Fritos are the opposite of flash.
We're gonna find out what Sean's second.
You're just mad. Chili cheese Fritos are like regular Fritos with just like a little bit of gold. Like
weren't even on
just
my
got
list.
A little money.
That's what I'll say.
We're gonna stay in the Frito boat for my second pick.
Frito boat.
Yeah, we're going Frito scoops.
Oh,
okay.
Gotta have them. The structural
in the
integrity is
round?
Is astonishing. Just because we're already talking about it.
Scoops are a good chip.
Scoops are a good chip, but they
That's
do require dip to be a good.
I'm
chip.
A condiment.
Yes, they
I'm
do.
A condiment guy, and I love a dip, except salsa, except the gross dips.
I'm just saying that
the
you know
chip dip. Except the chip dip.
You know,
except salsa and guacamole. You know, gross shit.
What dips do you like? Like name a few dips.
Almost anything.
So like a French
come
onion
on.
Dip.
Sure. You don't think he's a French onion from way back?
Well, here,
all like the I'm bean building. Dip you can handle, like that spicy bean dip.
I'm being inspired by Troy's presence here because I'm currently building a case. You like a French onion dip?
So like if I get some Frito scoops, you know, right in the middle of the aisle, they have those cans of different kinds of bean dip and whatever.
Yeah.
I'll get the spicy bean dip and I will kill the whole thing.
What do you think is the bonding element of a French onion dip?
Onions?
Sour
French
cream.
People?
Sour cream.
Oh.
Well, that's
cream.
What I'm saying. I mean, so
French people.
No, Victor I'm sorry. I retract.
I like, it's odd, you know? I think sour cream blows. I just hate it. But I do like sour cream stuff. I hate onions. But I like a French onion.
French onion. All right.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I hate tomatoes like ketchup. You know,
yeah.
You need like an artificial aspect.
Yeah, I need him to.
No,
I need him to make
to
it bad
some
for me.
Fucking vegetables! Don't do that.
Ouch, I like how Troy's doing it. Yeah, you just need some artificial stuff.
Yeah, I need some words on the back of the bottle that I can't pronounce. Yeah,
you need to cut something and then eat it.
Yeah, I need some phosphates and some glorites or whatever. Yeah. Sure. Throw those in there.
I need something to level out all this nature.
Yeah,
yeah. Dude, nacho cheese. You can just fill that little boat up with all the nacho cheese it can fit, and just,
yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
I do like
and
the way like
tough.
Your tongue can kind of fit in it. If you just pop one in your mouth.
Yeah, you can go fine. Down on it if you want.
But they do require dip to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like they
do.
Don't
Fritos
win a championship on their own.
Below.
No.
But yes, I'm saying that going in, like, yes, it
I
does
like
require
Frito.
Dip.
I like a Frito.
No, I could have like four.
Oh, yeah, I love Fritos too.
I like a Frito,
good.
But they need to be chilled.
The only good
cheese.
Thing about Fritos is I know for sure I'm not going to have a lot because they suck. Well, so I'll just have a few. Whatever.
Sean says
but
the only good
cheese,
thing about Fritos is they're not going to
I mean, that whole bag.
I like even a regular. I like it. I prefer a chili cheese over a regular, but I'll eat a regular Frito.
I don't like the regular ones.
Really?
Nah.
Yeah. It's like, maybe it's because I think I had the chili cheese ones first. And so like, if I have a regular one.
Why would you
I
ever do
go,
that, man?
Yeah. Just go, man, this is like before the Fritos got a job.
You flown first. You
know, this is like when they were struggling.
Yeah, dude. You know? Frito scoops. Scoop me up.
David Vorey. You took the cheddar and sour cream ruffles with your first pick. It is now time for your second and your third pick.
This whole thing's going crazy.
It is. I did. I got like my
It is
first
pretty
two
nuts,
picks.
Dude. No, there's so many front runners that are still
you
out
rats
there.
Brought me into this maze, but I'm the mouse who's going to find the cheese.
Cooking that one up for a minute. That was a good one.
Yeah, about 90 seconds. I'm taking Kettle Brown.
Oh!
Kettle Brand black pepper chips.
Yeah, dude.
Ooh, those are good.
So good.
You're a ridge man.
What?
It was a rip.
What?
I didn't like it because you pointed.
I came a little hotter. I came a little hotter than I meant
to. He did point. You're a rich man. I
didn't get him. It felt like very rich man. I pay taxes.
You've been lying to us this whole time.
No, no. He's a dirty guac boy and you're a rich man.
This is a rich chip as well, right?
Yeah.
Kettle Brand chips are the only chips I've ever ate where I felt like the medium could be elevated.
I see what you're saying.
Like you eat Kettle Brand chips and you're like, oh, maybe chips are fancy.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Like when you get them with a burger in a nice restaurant.
Yeah. Like, oh, this comes with a lobster roll.
Yeah. It is the kind of chip that comes with a lobster roll.
In like LA, they come in like, it's like, oh, these goes with like a $25 sandwich.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the chip that comes
with
that.
It's almost like you almost in your head, you're like, maybe these are fancier than fries. Right. They're not.
No. They're not.
But they want you to think that for a second.
You're like, I bet these are like good for me, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got the color. They're the color sometimes of the grease.
Yeah, they are. They're not. They're like, not hiding it.
They're not bleached. No, this is greasy.
These are greasy chips.
Yeah, I love
like
it.
Even like the coloring on the bag and everything, like the styling, it's like more sophisticated.
It
you know?
It seems like they got that double crunch. It is more. It looks like a Lord of the Rings book.
It looks like it does, if someone's staging an apartment to sell it. You know,
it's a dangerous conversation. Yeah. We're all gonna leave here being like,
they're like,
chips
they're like,
are good
don't
for
shit
you
in here.
Yeah, you're like, okay, like once I got my down payment, and you're like selling me.
It's the chip equivalent of a bar that has exposed light bulb light.
Definitely.
It's a good. The pepper flavor in it is always very vibrant.
It's vibrant. Yeah. It's a good scene. Yep.
Yeah, that's a great chip.
Yeah,
thank you.
That's a really good pick.
I thought it was a good move.
Yeah, those black peppers. But those are two ridged chips.
Oh, yeah. And then next, I mean, I can't believe it's still on the porch. I got to take.
I'm so nervous.
Baby, come on. We're outside. I got to take Lay's barbecue chips.
Oh, motherfucker.
That was where I was going.
Come on. For a while, they had the deal with KC Masterpiece. But
man, that's where I was going next.
Damn. Those were you would go to like a summer camp or sometimes like practice, or my mom would get them for the house, like those big variety packs of Lay's with all the different like Lay's brand chips in it.
Oh,
and there was
barbecue's
always
gone
one
first.
Row would like empty out first. It was those barbecues, man.
Yeah. It's the textbook barbecue chip. That's the one. Yeah. That's the barbecue chip that everybody gets.
There must be others. Like I'm sure Kettle has one.
They're everywhere.
Like, but that's the one.
Dog, I've gone OD. I've like made a burger, put barbecue sauce on it, and then put barbecue chips on it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're thin. Something about how thin they are. They relent.
Just the right amount of flavor. I mean, come on.
Yeah, they're the kind of chip that like you look up and you're like, oh, I ate the whole bag.
The whole bag.
Yeah.
The big bag.
Yeah, the big bag. Shit. The one that says family size.
Yeah. I watched every episode of the other two. And these are
when
gone.
You eat it, it's like you will never have your own family size.
Right.
That's what you should call them. You're not going to get a family size.
Maybe you should call your family size.
Dude, that's so rad.
Your family's worried about your size.
Lay's barbecue chips.
That's a lot of salt size.
It is a lot of salt.
That one wasn't as funny.
It is a lot of salt.
My voice, after any, I shout so much on stage that by 3 days into a comedy weekend, I sound like a fucking 3-pack-a-day old Jewish waitress. What can I get you, honey? Listen, we've got tongue on the menu in case you're into that sort of thing.
Hey,
T-O-N-G-U-E. Not a lot of people know that.
What?
No, a lot of people know that.
Did you spell tongue and then say not a lot of
people? Not a lot of people know how it's actually spelled.
All right.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not Sean, time for your third pick.
Harvest Cheddar Sun Chips.
Ah, fuck.
Oh, you motherfucker. Very solid.
I didn't get any deep
falling.
Cheddar on my list.
Legends are falling.
Very solid.
That's a hit.
Those are one that also that's make you hit. Feel like you're rich or something. They feel like a rich chip where you're like, oh, man, these are great.
That's it.
Right? Right? These are rich chips, too. I got money chips.
You get
I'm over here
Subway,
with money chips.
So you feel like you're doing something.
Yeah. You're like,
I got a veggie delight, and I'll take the Sun Chips.
They do, for some reason, make me feel like they're good for me just because of the bag. And they're called Sun Chips.
Are they multi-grain?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're multi-grain.
Is that good?
They ain't good for you. But
it was good in the 90s.
they're multi-grain, and then they like what the flavors are. It's like, oh, it's like harvest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Harvest. Yeah. They put harvest in this. Yeah. Instead of just being like hella cheddar.
Who is it that has
cheddar.
That? Like,
somebody had that stand up.
Yeah, somebody has like a phenomenal bit about like
really funny.
Yeah, you can't harvest cheddar. It was Jared Logan. That's
Jared
who
Logan.
It was.
Jared Logan. Jared Logan.
He's so great.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, and he mentions another chip in it, which might come up later.
Tight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Harvest cheddar. Sun chips.
Yeah,
love them.
Harvest yeah, cheddar. Nah, Jared Logan is so funny.
He really is.
It's, yeah, it is a good chip.
Love
it.
It
does feel a little bit better for you.
Yeah.
It is a great put it on a sandwich chip too. Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on. Ooh. I'll put right, that in the
Right under the mayonnaise layer, in my opinion.
A mayonnaise, I could have a whole sandwich just mayonnaise. So
you're so weird. So I can't.
You're so weird.
It doesn't make any sense.
I hate eat, what you say.
I've
sometimes.
Done it. I've done it where I've had like a roll and I'll just put, I'll just like put mayo on a big bite, take the bite, and then I'll just put more mayo on it. Like a King's Hawaiian sweet roll. Laura's never seen this, but like I'll take the squeeze mayo and I'll just dump a bunch on. I'll take a bite and I'll dump a bunch on.
There's no Rosetta Stone to what you eat. There's no, like there's no common uniting document where
it's
I'm
the
like,
reason
oh,
you
this
can't,
makes sense of everything.
It's the reason you can't trust a man who flies no flag.
Yeah, exactly.
I put mayo on sandwiches with a spoon just so when I'm done, I can eat the spoonful of
no,
mayo.
No, fucking cookie batter the mayonnaise?
You cookie batter the mayonnaise. That's how they got Capone.
Cookie battered his mayonnaise. That and syphilis.
Troy, time for your third pick.
Can I get away with Cheetos Puffs?
Yeah,
yes, absolutely.
I'm going to go with the Cheetos
yeah.
Puffs.
Yeah.
I love those.
They get stuck in my braces, so I'm not thrilled about them. But
you don't have braces.
I know. I did, though, and they did get stuck in my braces.
So it's
they're
just like a PTSD thing.
They're delicious.
See, but I think that makes them fun to eat.
I like putting them on my tongue and then letting them disintegrate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's like a really fun thing to do.
Slow death.
Yeah. You can do that. You can like bite them in half.
Yeah.
And like then do that. It's like
it
great.
Always feels like I'm eating packing peanuts.
Yeah.
Which is fun.
Yeah, but that's also like fun.
Featured
oh,
yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Like remember you go to Costco as a kid and get like that big jug of them.
Oh my God.
With like the screw top. It was like, oh, it just looked like your parents were like bad at their job.
Yeah, yeah. It might have been. I mean, like, we probably shouldn't have been eating jugs of anything.
Yeah, but
like,
jugs of orange.
That fucking Cheetah's a pervert, too. That guy,
yeah, he's,
he really
he's a sex pest.
That guy is
for sure.
What the fuck is up with
you
him?
You that guy slide into DMs?
It ain't easy.
Chester Cheeto?
He's
that
talking
dude,
to your girlfriend.
Trying to hide it.
That dude slides in your girlfriend's DMs. With two eyeball emojis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy's wearing a leather jacket that somebody else's boyfriend yeah. bought. You
he looks
know what
like
I mean?
He's living at a motel.
Yeah.
He's the first guy. Yeah. He's the first guy you see wearing your hoodie after you guys break up.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. It's just an IHOP like.
That happened to me. I left a shirt at a girl's house one time, and then a guy showed up to the bar I was at wearing it, and I was. Ooh, they had to take me, had to pull me out of there. He would have killed me, but I was ready to go to bat for it.
What shirt was it?
It was a Mr. Dibbs shirt back
Mr.
in the day.
Dibbs.
He's a DJ, one of the Rhymesayers guys.
Oh, right on.
It was a super dope Mr. Dibbs shirt. I wish I still had it. Anyway, chips.
Yeah.
Sun
like the Cheetos. And also, Chester Cheetah had like good, remember when they used to make like good like product tie-in video
yeah,
games?
Yes. Yeah.
It would be like the Cool Spot games were really good. And the Chester Cheetah games were great.
They were basically like Leisure Suit Larry, right? You went around trying to have sex with women.
Nothing. Really
no, I don't joke.
What was his saying? What was the catch for the?
It ain't easy being cheesy.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was put him on the glass. That's
just dump him out.
Yeah.
That was his daytime slogan. At night it was
Chester Cheetah says dump him out.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was that or hey, I'm Cheeto DJing says, over.
Chester Cheetah says I gotta call my PO.
Chester Cheetah's on. Raya for sure. Cheetos Puffs. It's time for my third and then my fourth picks. My third and my fourth picks. Let me go to the list here. Go to the friggin'. Oh, I can't believe it's still on the board.
There's some hitters on the board.
There still. Really is, man. There's a lot of chips in the world.
Yeah, I was going to go. I'm going to go with the. Oh, my God. Fuck.
You got so I'm going to go with the. Oh, my God. Fuck.
Oh, my God. All right. I got to go with the. I don't want. If I say the word Tim's Cascade, does anyone know what that
I know
means?
Exactly.
I don't.
I am
give me
going
them stripes, baby.
The Tim's
I don't
Cascade.
Hit it.
Tim's Cascade
Hit it.
Jalapeno chips.
Do it.
Tim's Cascade jalapeno chips.
Yes.
Put them on the fucking board.
P&W.
It is the king of the jalapeno chips. It's the first one I ever had. Oh, yeah. And it still knocks any of the other ones out of the box. It is so good.
This dude is spin.
The bag is aesthetically pleasing. Red and white stripes.
Oh, yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, I do know those ones. Yeah, they look like they're...
I know those. Yeah. Great.
They look like they'd have cotton candy in them.
Right, they kind of look like they would. Yeah. But instead, they hold a world of flavor.
Those are
spiciness.
A Pac-NW chip?
That's a Pac-NW chip.
Really? But I
think made Cascade, their way. It's got the Washington State on the bag.
Yes, it does. Oregon and Idaho, too, I think.
Good on you.
They've made their way across the nation now. Like, hopefully, if you haven't had the pleasure, track down a Tim's Cascade jalapeno chip. It's so... The crunch, there's like a... structural integrity of that chip. They don't just give up.
No.
They don't just give up. They make you work for it
a
little
sauce.
Bit.
No sauce. No sauce you need.
No. They're spicy. They're just so good. It is.
Yeah, that's a great.
I love a jalapeno chip. I love the reward you get when you eat them. They're harder. You know, you can't eat quite as many.
No.
But.
Tight crunch.
It's a tight crunch.
It's a tight crunch.
It's a tight crunch in a Tim's Cascade. And then.
That was fantastic.
I got to stay true to life. It's the fourth round. This is where I can start going more.
Sure.
More, you know, from the chest and from what I think is going to like maybe get taken before. I am taking, going back to the kettle chip from Salem, Oregon, by the way. I'm taking the New York cheddar.
Yeah, man. That's a newer one, right?
No, that's an old one.
Really?
That's an old one. Have you had that one?
What are they doing to the cheddar in New York?
I don't know. I don't know what
they're harvesting
makes it a New York
cheddar.
That's
where you can harvest it.
But it is intense.
I like that.
It is an intense cheddar.
Yeah, it's like a guy from New York.
It's like a cheddar like it's been smoking.
Yeah,
like it's riding a subway.
It's all deep yellow, too.
It's deep yellow. It gets on your face. A New York cheddar. That's an Ivan Carmel special. My dad would bring those home. And I don't know if the New York branding worked on him because he's from New York. And he's like, finally, somebody who understands me in this house, but
these chips finally.
Only the cheddar gets me.
But like it is an intense. It's uncut. It is an uncut cheddar experience.
It's cheddar that was like in a Scorsese movie. Cheddar.
Uncut cheddar experience.
Like
uncut.
I think that cheddar was the bartender in a Scorsese in Mean Streets.
He was a Mean Streets, and he wasn't an actor. Scorsese just saw him working, and he was like, "You got to be in this picture." Because him and Scorsese were doing coke in the bathroom at Studio 54.
Uncut cheddar.
It's the uncut cheddar experience, which you can actually see me in. We're playing the Roxy.
You'll be playing the theremin. With the uncut cheddar experience.
So the kettle chip, New York cheddar.
All right.
Kettle chip, intense.
Yeah, man. Those are great.
Troy, we're going to get to your fourth pick, but first we're going to take another very short break.
This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Policy Genius. Now, something you can really do for your family this spring, something you want to do. Sure, you want to go get in shape. You want to learn how to do the splits. You know, you got to redo the bathroom. One thing you can do, that's all me, by the way. I want to learn how to do the splits. Shopping for life insurance with Policy Genius as part of your financial planning for the year. Getting life insurance just means that you have a peace of mind. So if something's going to happen to you, if it were to happen to you, your family can cover the expenses while getting back on their feet. That's what life insurance is for. And luckily, Policy Genius helps you compare your options from top life insurance companies and their team of licensed experts. They're on hand just to kind of talk you through it. So I have life insurance through no effort of my own. My wife did everything as she does, but I was sort of on the sidelines of the project, and it was such a hard thing she had to do. She had to go through and compare everything, find all the quotes herself, but it helps me sleep tremendously, especially now that we have a kid. Also, it's a bummer to talk about, but once you get it out of the way, you don't have to talk about it again. And that's where Policy Genius comes in. They make it the easiest and quickest possible situation you can have. Policy Genius has licensed award-winning agents, technology that makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers. Just a few clicks, you're going to find the lowest price. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams, which, you know, I've always wanted to avoid unnecessary medical exams. Nothing new for your boy. So if that sounds like something you're into, Policy Genius can get it done. They also work for you, not the insurers. That means they don't have some sort of quota they got to meet. They're not hitting like bonus numbers or anything. They just want you to get the best quote possible and the best insurance for you. So they're out for you, not the insurance companies, which holla at your boy. That's what we're looking for. Save time and money
and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back. Welcome back to All Fantasy Everything, already in progress. We're having a great time. We're drafting chips. I just drafted the New York Cheddar Kettle Chip. And it's time for Troy's fourth pick.
Man, this is a very tough one for me. I have so many like favorites that are still available. But I think I'm going to go with another deep cut. Do you guys know like the Hawaiian brand chips?
Come on.
Like the barbecue, the luau barbecue. Yeah. Yep. Hawaiian luau barbecue.
Yeah,
there's like a pineapple.
That's the purple bag, right?
The purple bag.
Yeah, it's like, I'd love those.
It does. It makes me feel like I'm being a little more exotic with the barbecue chip.
Well, there's a guy surfing on the or the paddling,
Yeah, and there's like there's like hula girls.
Again, you're like, this is a healthy trip. It's an international treat.
It's a sexy bag. It's a sexy bag.
It's great,
and it's a nice purple.
It's like a periwinkle bag.
Yeah, it's like you're saying. It's like elevated.
What are you narrating my chip Wednesday night?
The periwinkle.
It's an elevated barbecue.
Chip.
The New York or the Lay's barbecue is one end of the spectrum, and then you're like, well, maybe today.
Yeah.
Maybe today I'm gonna have this one.
Yeah, like Lay's is Los Angeles.
Yeah, I just got signed.
Yeah. Lay's is Los Angeles, and the Hawaiian luau is the Honolulu.
Honolulu.
You know,
wreck flight.
They're both tropical, but
it's a vacation
one's just kicked up a little bit.
4 hours from the coast, baby. We're doing it.
Yeah, those are fantastic,
I ate a lot of those in Hawaii with squid poke.
Oh, whoa. I fucking love squid poke.
Squid poke. That's your dude you went to high school with, right?
Squid poke and New York poke. Cheddar. We don't talk anymore.
Yeah. He's an investment.
We flew to Hawaii
now
to have a conversation, and then we both left.
Squid poke cleaned his life up.
Yeah, he really got it together. He stopped selling weed.
I heard he was training for the Kumite. I don't know what
that guy's going. I don't like seafood, though. I can't do the squid poke.
Seafood blows, too.
I don't like any seafood.
No seafood. We're right in line with each other, my friend.
Yeah,
I think it's a bad line. Because you're from that too. But I was gonna be like, maybe you gotta be from like a state that's just a rectangle, but you're from here, so you know.
Yeah, seafood rules.
I love it.
You're a baby. You're both babies. Grow up.
I don't like this, dude.
I don't like it.
It's amazing. You guys are babies.
Miss me with all of it, unless you're talking about tuna. I do like tuna fish.
I'm
going to
kill you.
you like tuna fish because you can put mayonnaise in it. No one looks at you askance.
I like sriracha.
You know what's weird is I also like, but it has to be out of the can. I can do tuna out of the can, but I can't do like
tuna. It's tuna.
It's the only kind I can do.
Yeah, I can do that. Yep. I can do the chicken of the sea one.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't do like,
I put it in a big bowl of mac and cheese. I make my own tuna mac.
Yeah, like ahi tuna. I can't do it. I can't.
I hate it too.
That's
too
fishy.
It's too fishy. I've tried.
You put it in mac and cheese, but you can't eat sight.
I've tried.
Man. Yeah.
I've gone to like sushi places in LA and get my beef yakitori skewers and whatever. And then someone would be like, you got to try this ahi tuna.
What if they cut the ahi into the shape of a dinosaur? Would that help you guys eat it?
Yeah, what if it looks like a dino nugget?
I'm not saying it would hurt, but I know this. I've tried it. I'm just like, this is better than other sushi I've had. But
I fucking hate you guys.
Sean?
I'm staying in Trash Alley, and I'm going to go pizza-flavored Pringles, baby.
Ooh.
Oh.
That is solid.
Love them. Love Pringles.
That is
love
very solid.
The container, obviously, I'm not splitting the atom by bringing that up. They're just so dope. And the pizza ones, it's like the first pizza chip I remember, where it's just like, okay, pizza
flavored.
Who's
the last pizza chip?
It might be the only pizza chip that's out there.
There's got to be different. Is there? Well, shit, maybe it's the only one. But also, it's like pizza. what? What flavor is that? Because pizza is not a flavor.
There's like a, so there must be like a tomato in there, a cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably more of your beef powder.
I mean, they got a lot going on if you eat them.
Yeah.
They're moving.
It's a complex flavor structure.
Love it. And my thing with Pringles, obviously, you can just get like a stack of them and eat it like a little sandwich. Yeah. It's dope.
But once you pop.
You can't stop. Yeah. Nor would I want to.
You do the duck thing.
They really hit us with that propaganda. In the
they really did.
Where they were like, Pringles is the chip of the cool hip youth.
Right.
Yeah. I'm cool. I'm young. I eat Pringles.
Are those chips in a bag? Bogus.
Yeah.
What are your chips? Whole slices of potatoes? Because mine are just mushed up leftover.
Mine's a culinary particle board.
Yeah.
Fucking boomer chips in a bag. I eat mine in a tube, bro.
Yeah. They use the exact same process to make paper.
It's the same factory.
It's the exact same thing.
I feel like the 90s, all they were trying to do was sell us Pringles and Waffle Crisp.
Yeah.
And ooh, Super Soakers. Crisp,
Snack Wells. And so,
Snack Wells. Not as good as they look.
No.
Crisp, so good. No. Anyway. No. Pizza
flavored Pringles. David Bory, time for your fourth and then your final picks.
I got to get weird.
Yeah.
Four. We're in there deep.
Yep.
I'm taking Guerrero brand chicharrones.
Oh, no. You don't know. I thought I was going to be able to get that last for sure. Oh,
baby. They got a little bit of fat on the back.
Yeah.
Come on, Bubba.
Do they have a little hot sauce thing in the bag?
Yeah. You shake it in the... Oh, man.
Oh.
That's a party.
We used to go...
That's a party.
What?
What? Brines, basically.
They have hot sauce in the bag, you say?
Yeah, dude.
And you shake it up, like shake them up, fries?
You put wait.
It sounds like a
First of all, Southern what are
rap, Southern
up,
rapper right? song. Yeah. I got hot sauce in the bag.
You don't remember? It was the you remember Beyonce the Shaq back when Shaker right? fries? Yeah. You guys remember that
Hillary Clinton thing?
Yeah, it was. Right, she was quoting Beyonce.
You guys remember the Shaq pack with Shake 'Em Up fries, where you put the cheddar powder in the fries and shake them up? So you
I
get
only
cheddar
remember
fries?
You saying it.
Oh man, no, it was
I
so
dang. Don't remember that
Shaq pack with Shake 'Em Up fries. So you just essentially you just open the hot sauce, shake them.
I think I get the idea.
I think I've made it part of my life to never
but
buy Shaq
brand. But
that's
what the hot sauce thing is?
There's a bag of hot sauce in there.
That's a good code to live by.
Yeah. Like,
Shaq is selling it? He doesn't seem to have the highest standard.
Yeah. I don't know. Icy Hot still works.
Icy Hot does still work. I do like Icy Hot. Although,
that's fair.
I'm a BioFreeze guy. Shout out to Damian Lillard. For now.
For now.
All right, big spender. My man's got some dough. I'm a BioFreeze guy.
I don't even know what BioFreeze is.
I guess somebody has health insurance.
Yeah.
I do too. Thanks, Zach.
Yeah, I like BioFreeze.
Dude, we used to go, like, we would go fishing, me and my dad, or anytime we would go out on the boat, bag of pork rinds every single time. So fucking good.
The Mexican ones specifically.
Yeah,
man.
The chicharrones.
Love those.
Oh, they're so good.
And the pieces that have that little bit of fat on the back.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's good.
They're crackling.
Come on.
God, that's so good.
Come on.
You must like pork rinds.
I think so. I don't really think I've had too many, but they're just salty chips, right?
Aren't all chips salty? No, I'm not.
I mean, I don't. There's not a lot of chips I don't like. I mean, that's. Probably would eat a shrimp flavored chip if they had it.
Oh, they have them.
Do they?
Dude, they're
fucking they got shrimp
great.
Cocktail.
You seen what they've been doing up north in Canada? They go crazy.
Yeah, ketchup chips. What would now we're saying stuff?
Britain, too. Britain has all kinds of crazy
prawn
flavors.
Chips. Yeah.
Because
they don't know what biscuits are.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
Get your shit together, England.
Yeah, I blame Brexit.
Yeah. What do you come down on the side of, pork rinds, counselor?
You know, I used to love them as a kid.
Yeah.
I haven't had them in a really, really... I probably haven't had them since I was like 8.
Yeah.
It's probably good for you.
So
yeah,
I don't...
for the best.
Yeah. I'm already on the line. I don't know if we need to add the pork and rind.
Yeah. Into your Frito.
Yeah, it doesn't sound sexy.
Yeah.
David Bory, time for your final pick.
It's polarizing, but I got to take it. Last pick, salt and vinegar.
Wow.
That was going to be my last. Hurts. What kind?
What brand? What brand?
I think the Lay's, because they're thin. You almost don't want too hearty of a chip with that flavor.
That's a fact.
You need kind of like a lighter situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
With like fish and chips or whatever. I think I like them because I'm a contrarian, so I made myself like them. Where it's like, oh, nobody likes these. And I was like, I'm going
here. They're like the wine of chips where you're like.
No, thank you.
The first time you drink it, you're like. Not this. But then you like, start to develop your palate. Never, you know, yeah. like
3 years later, you get an apartment in Napa.
Right, exactly. Yeah. It's a challenging chip, and it's a chip that makes you work for it.
It's they adversarial for sure.
Yeah, they grow
they do,
on you.
They do grow on you.
They fuck my mouth up so bad.
They do. Oh, they do fuck your mouth up,
dude.
With all these little cuts. You don't know
Captain
you had.
Crunch.
It's like I put Tank Abbott in there for like 15 minutes. They hurt. Salt and vinegar. Sean, your final pick.
I'm going to bookend it with Doritos. I'm going Salsa Verde Doritos.
You son of a bitch. That's where I was going.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't going to do that, but.
God, I hate you.
Feels nice to.
Oh, it's brutal.
To bookend it with some Dorito,
oh,
and then trash in the middle.
Yeah, that's not the first time you've made that combo.
Yeah, those Salsa Verde ones, they'll get you, boy. They're spicy.
They're really good.
They're the green
bags?
They're
really, really good.
Oh, them are good.
Those
are
really, really good.
It's not even. I think that's my fourth favorite Dorito.
Yeah, wow. See,
I'm not criticizing your pick.
I know what you mean.
It's sharing my thing.
We'll talk. Yeah, as soon as we get everything else out there, I can tell you my opinions.
We can go Dorito ranks.
Yeah,
Troy.
he took where I was going.
He's a prick.
He really took where I was going. Like, and I'm honestly,
just 'cause he's a dickhead.
I'm a little shaken up right now. So, yeah. But I think
Jack
I got
shaken up.
I think I gotta go. Sour cream and onion.
Yeah,
dude. Sour cream and onion ruffles.
Ruffles.
Okay. I can't believe it took this long.
It's amazing that it lasted this long.
I think the sour cream and onion ruffles are better than the sour cream and onion Lay's because I think that the sour cream and onion flavor works better in a ruffle.
It fits to the ridges.
You get more. You need the ridges.
It fits to the ridges.
It's too relenting a chip.
Yeah.
It's too relenting a chip.
I just like the ridges, man. The ridges are great.
The ridges are great, but it like holds more flavor.
Remember the whole ruffles have ridges.
Ruffles have ridges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oof.
It is a good dipping chip. The structure's there. Got the body. It's got a nice body. Sour cream ruffles got a slamming package.
Yeah. Built like a brick shit house. Sour cream.
You get it at the combine, dude. They're gonna fucking ice it out.
It's going first round.
It's got a good body.
I heard sour cream and onion ran a 4.2.
Yeah. A lot of off-field issues.
Yeah, off-field issues for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't I ask you guys if I could run like a 40? Didn't I say that one time? Like I thought I could run like a 5-second 40 or something like that.
You can.
Can
you
I?
Run a 5-second
40. For
maybe.
Sure.
Really?
He can run a 5-second 40 100%.
Cool. I'll take it.
All right, great.
See, now I just want to go race in the street
race
after
race.
This is
over. Well, why don't you race?
I'll race. I'm dead serious. I'll race right now.
When we did it, when we raced, we got done and Blair was like, I can't believe you guys are all racing. That's how people snap their hamstrings. Because we just go straight from like nothing to like a dead sprint. And I
literally people eating barbecue to run in as fast as they can.
And I did. I raced Jeff and I was trying as hard as I possibly could. And I was like,
I could
feel it. He's got longer legs. He's got a wider gait than
him. Oh, I'm just saying, challenge is on the table, Sean Jordan.
All right. There's a nice No.
We'll save it for
Let's
high play.
Let's table this for high play.
No, that's a rematch. That's a rematch. Because
I'm going to need to get some action
you
upon
know, if the
this.
Strike, if the strike ends, who knows, I might not be able
you
to
might
do
ask,
it.
Oh,
that's a good point.
Yeah, I'm going to make race odds.
I don't think it'll be over by then.
You guys were betting, right, last time?
Don't worry about what we were doing.
My final pick, I can't believe we haven't represented this entire field of chip. And I'm going to take my favorite. The Juanita's tortilla chip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah,
is that available everywhere? It's definitely in Oregon. It is fucking
the clear bag with the red and green stripe.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a lot of tortilla chip bags, right? But it's
those are perfect.
Yeah.
There's like the chips are like fatty, salty. They melt in your mouth, restaurant style. I like every salsa. I'm the opposite of you on that.
Me too.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
When I go to a place with a salsa bar, I act irresponsibly.
Put it in something that looks like an ashtray, I'm going to dip it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, when I go to Chipotle, I can tell them, give me all of them.
The whole thing. Yeah,
load
yeah,
it up.
Yeah. You fire up the entire symphony. I want to hear the whole song.
Give me
the that is the final pick, the Juanita's tortilla chip. I can't believe we haven't taken tortilla chips, but that just speaks to the strength of this draft class. To recap, David, you went first. You took cheddar and sour cream ruffles, the black pepper kettle chips, Lay's barbecue chips, Guerrero brand chicharrones, and the Lay's salt and vinegar chip. Sean, you went second. You took taco Doritos, Frito scoops, harvest cheddar sun chips, pizza flavored Pringles, and salsa verde Doritos.
When's dad coming back?
Troy, you went third, and you took... Why can't I read my own handwriting?
Because you're dumb, dude.
I'm not dumb. Oh, of course. Troy, you went first. You took Funyuns, chili cheese Fritos, Cheetos Puffs, the Hawaiian Luau brand barbecue, and the sour cream and onion Ruffles. Yeah. I went last. I got Cool Ranch Doritos, Flamin' Hot Cheetos, Tim's Cascade Jalapeno Chips, New York Cheddar Kettle Chips. Did I say Tim's Cascade Jalapeno Chips?
Yeah.
New York Cheddar Kettle Chips. And then finally, the Juanitas Tortilla Chips.
That's a soft drink.
That's a smoker.
We left some good, we left some really good picks on the board.
We did.
You guys remember the Idaho Potato Skins Chips? Remember those? I don't think they make them anymore.
TGI Friday?
TGI Fridays does them now, but there used to be a whole, it was the Keebler. The Keebler company would make the Potato Skins Chips. And they were, you remember those? So good. They don't make them anymore, so I couldn't pick them.
I have to send a shout out to the nut. It's like the Blue Diamond brand Nut Thins, just because they're like nice. They're not.
That's the name of a thing.
They're not good, but they're made out of almonds. They're just not good. They're not good. But if like you want, if you're like, I need to eat something crunchy, but I don't want to eat anything super bad.
They got
for me,
no flavor.
They got no flavor, but they're crunchy.
Yeah, yeah. I would never pick them
in this draft, but like I do, I fucking go through them sometimes.
Yeah, I don't.
The Nut Thins.
I didn't know if it counted as a chip, but the pizza combos, man.
Pizza combos, it would have so good.
Sure. Yeah, what's the difference? That's Are those crackers?
That's a cracker.
What's a combo?
A combo's like a weird part pretzel.
A combo's a dumpling. What is a combo?
It's a dumpling.
I think it's a pastry, technically.
Yeah. Shout out to Nacho Cheese Dorito. Shout out to the spicy sweet chili Dorito in the purple bag.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good Dorito.
That one's I don't want a sweet Dorito.
The spicy nacho Doritos are off the chains. I love those ones.
Which one?
Spicy nacho.
Oh, yeah.
Spicy nacho's great.
Yep.
The Havocorn chip with those tiny bags that have like soy sauce in them. Those are good. God, everything else on my list kind of got taken.
We kind of killed it, yeah. Killed it. I thought there was a ton more, and then I looked at my list, and I was like, no, not really.
Would Gardetto's rye chips have counted, just a bag of rye chips?
I think you get away with that. The word chip is right there.
Right. What about Chips Ahoy? That was on the table for me.
If you picked Chips Ahoy, I would have beat you with this notepad.
I'm not going to lie, like I didn't write down blue chips.
You write that down on every draft list,
though.
Yeah,
that's how they all start.
We want to hear yours. Hit us up at All Fantasy Pod on Twitter, allfantasypodcast@gmail.com. Shout out to everyone on the AFE Patreon, where we will be soon manufacturing and shipping the Trailblazing and All Fantasy Everything exclusive.
Butt plugs.
Hats available only to our highest tier Patreon members. Bonus episodes every month, auction drafts, mailbags, all sorts of other exclusive footage, pre-roll stuff that doesn't make the actual episodes, episodes without ads. David, big one to push the butt plugs.
Look, you can wear it as a hat.
He's doing the butt plug motion.
It doesn't have to. It's yours.
Push
you
it,
put it wherever you want it. Yeah.
We're a very sex positive podcast. Pay for your porn, folks. You know,
sex positive, HIV negative.
HIV negative, absolutely. But if you're HIV positive, we're not going to be negative about that.
Oh, no, we can still hang out.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, shout out to the Shislackity. Shout out to the AFE subreddit. Shout out to super producer Isaac.
I want my chips with a dip. That's all I know.
Somewhere back in California, putting this together.
He's chilling.
Chilling. Shout out to... Wait, hold on. I want to get this part right. Isaac, delete what I'm about to say.
Dude IDK?
How can I shout you guys out the best? Dude IDK Studios.
You don't want your name in here?
Nick and Morgan.
At
IDK. Dude IDK Studios.
Isaac, put air. Like
keep all that in, Isaac.
Keep it on. I knew the Nick and Morgan part. I didn't know the
No, I know.
They need to know how the sausage is made.
Especially leave it all in. A special big shout out, a special massive shout out to Dude IDK Studios in beautiful Denver, Colorado, and a mega shout out. My first time ever doing that to Nick and Morgan.
Seriously, thank you. Thank you so much. Do this. This
for
is
hosting
much.
Us. This was fantastic.
So fun to
I
do
didn't
when we're together.
Chair once.
Not once.
I am getting that. Though?
I'm reminded of that feeling that I used to get when we'd go to HeadGum and just slam coffee because I feel dizzy, right? I've just been sitting here, but I'm like,
yeah, I drink
dizzy.
That little bit of coffee. I feel nuts.
Yeah. And that was a nitro cold brew.
I'm going to punch a cop.
Yeah. Let's go find one. Yeah. It's fucking Pride. We can punch cops, right?
I don't like that. I don't know.
Shout out to Saint Sue Carmel, who came to Denver, not for the shows, to help my sister pack, but shout out to her anyway.
She here.
Shout out to Frankie Ocean. Shout out to Sid the Dude. And more important than all of that, tune in again next week to another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything.
Shaklackety!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.